Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome. How are we doing? Happy Tuesday.
Everyone's having a great start to their week.
Yes.
Lulu and I have a very fun episode planned for you this
week.
Yeah.
And it's
well, it's going to be fun for us. I don't know. Hopefully you guys find it fun.
I love to listen to this.
Yeah.
I love to listen to these kind of episodes. Yeah. And it's called Trendy or Timeless.
But it's basically like a spin on Save or Splurge.
Yeah.
Or Raider Hate.
Yeah.
Or...
we wanted to do like a Raider Hate, Save or Splurge kind of episodes. Yeah. And then we were like, what should we do about like maybe Trendy or Timeless?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we went with that one.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to describe what we think of these pieces. So we've broken it down into like bags, shoes, clothes, and we have like a few accessories, not very many,
like few jewelry pieces. Yeah. So as per usual, we have a girl trouble of the week, and a girl trouble of the week is, before you buy something, do you think about whether it's going to be trendy or timeless?
So for me, I definitely do. I have like a rule about, I just try my best not to buy things if I know I'm not going to be able to sell it for close to what I bought it for, like years down the line. I just think that's a smart way of shopping.
I agree.
Like, you know, like there's certain department stores in London where I walk in and I'm like, who is buying this stuff? Like, actually, who is buying this stuff? There's like weird jackets with like random shit hanging off them. And I'm just like, who's actually buying this?
With like star-shaped fringes and shit.
Yeah.
That's the thing with like trendy pieces. The moment you wear it more than once, they'll be like, oh, there she is again with her pink coat.
Exactly. If it's like such a standout piece, it's like...
it's a bit like, how many times can you actually wear it? Yeah. And it's not like I'm against outfit repeating. I'm so for outfit repeating. Like, I love an outfit for repeater.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're constantly like in that fucking flashy orange coat, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's kind of just annoying for yourself as well. Yeah. You're like, oh...
it really narrows down your options as well of like combining it in your closet. You can only wear that that fringe jacket with I don't know how many ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like it is the outfit. So.
Yeah. This is why I love
it's
like
not
a
very
minimal.
Versatile.
Exactly. This is why I really love a minimal wardrobe. I have the same like before I buy something, I really think like, will I still love this in 10 years?
Yeah.
I think that's my rule. You could kind of say like, oh, do you think it's going to be timeless or not? Maybe not timeless for someone else, but I'm like, will I still love this as much in 10 years? Will I still be wearing this? And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to invest in it or not.
Yeah. And also like, would you, in case you didn't like it anymore, would it still hold its value kind of thing?
Yeah. That this is with like expensive pieces.
Yeah. That for me is like a big one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend £1,000 on something that I might not like in a year's time, and then like it just sits in my closet. It
exactly. It's just annoying.
A
it's
really
a hassle.
Dumb way of shopping.
Yeah.
Really dumb.
I even shop like this. You're gonna laugh. I even shop like this in Zara now.
No, it's
I'm like,
true.
Well, I still love this in a year because the amount of money that I've spent in Zara and that now I'm literally selling on Vinted or like throwing away. It's incredible. I look at all this stuff and I'm like, it hurts my heart. I'm like, this costs so much money.
Yeah, you could have like, bought like a really nice bag with that, all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So shop smart.
Yeah, shop smart. Shop smart.
It's definitely something I've learned over the years, though, because I used to only shop at Zara and like these high street places. But then I'd be like, if I hadn't bought all eight pairs of those jeans, I could have got a really nice pair of
jeans. Proper yeah. jeans. Yeah, yeah. That's how I think forever, now as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's not how I think now as well. I agree.
Live and you learn.
You live and learn.
But should we jump into topic number one, bags?
Wait, I was going to say, like, by the way, most of my closet is still from Zara.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. Yeah, I definitely don't have, like, a designer closet. But
no,
like,
me neither. But I do have, like, star pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then I combine it with, timeless like, basics. Pieces. Yeah, with, like, basics from Zara. Let's put it like that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a mixer.
Yeah, I'm definitely a mixer as well.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could dress head to toe in designer, but that's just not... not my reality.
My bank account says no.
Yeah, it says no. So let's go to topic number one, which is the category bags. And the first bag we have is a Birkin.
Yes.
Which is like probably the biggest one.
Yeah, I feel like.
That in the next one. But for me, it's definitely timeless.
Yeah. A very good investment as well if you like want to resell it.
Exactly. It'll always hold its value. Actually, it will go up in value.
Yeah.
Most likely. Because it's vintage. Birkins are even more expensive than, as long as you keep it very nice and clean and all this.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
There are people in London. Goes up. Literally, there are people in London that make a business out of this. Like they put themselves on the waiting list and then they get a Birkin or a Kelly. And then they resell it for much more.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Maybe we should do this.
I was thinking as well, maybe we should do this.
No, that's very smart. But yeah, for me, definitely timeless. Obviously, there are very expensive bags. But if you do have the option to buy one, I would say that would be smart.
It's definitely a good investment piece because they're only going to go up. So then the next bag that we have is a Chanel bag.
Which for me is, again, like very similar to the Birkin.
Yeah, it's like timeless.
They're, you know. 50-50.
Like it depends though. Like the classic flat bag is timeless.
Well, I was gonna say the same black. With the Birkin though. Like you need to get a black one.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to. Like the other ones will still hold their value, but if you want it to be like as timeless as possible, it's like the classic black Birkin and Chanel bag.
Exactly. Because like now, like maybe pink might be a cute color to wear, whatever. But I don't know if you'll still be wearing a pink bag when you're 50.
And more people will be looking to buy a black one than a pink one. So
yeah, exactly. If you want to resell it, I think it's like a smarter choice.
In demand.
I agree. Just like timeless. Black is timeless.
Yeah, like don't get the Chanel bag. Unless you already have the basic black one, don't get the one that's got like, you know, C's all over and like pink with like linen. You know, it's cute. Yeah. Love it. I'd be happy to have it as well. But it's not probably not as timeless as the other ones.
I agree. And you won't wear it as much.
Yeah.
You really won't.
That's the bag you get after you've already got the basic one.
Again, we're not going to speak for everyone, but like in our case, like you and me have similar style. Mm-hmm. We always go to like basic black bag.
Yeah. Or like white or nude.
Yeah. Like, you know, neutral color.
Yeah.
So same with Chanel. Like, yeah. If you're looking to invest in a Chanel bag, I would say go for like a classic model, like classic flap and in a neutral color.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So the next bag we have is two from YSL. So the 5A7 and the Lulu bag.
Yeah. We don't really know how to pronounce it, like 5A7 or like Sankasset. Like, I don't know if
A
it's...
A has a hyphen?
So yeah, it's like French, obviously. Yeah. So...
sorry if we got that wrong.
We just call it 5A7.
You know, like, it's the newer one that has... like the handle with the
cute little handle bag.
Yeah.
Like with a YSL logo on it.
Yeah. And then the other one's the like puffer bag.
Yeah. The puffy bag. The
pillow bag.
Yeah.
I think
they're both really cute.
Yeah. I think they're both super cute, but I actually think they're both trendy.
Yeah. I wouldn't invest in it maybe.
Yeah. Well, I bought the Lulu bag, which was stupid.
Okay.
But I already am like not wanting it as much.
See, but that's the thing. Like back in the day, I was like, oh my God, this bag. I really want this bag.
Same.
And then you get it, but like a couple of years later, you're like, oh, I'm sick of this bag.
I honestly, it didn't take me a couple of years. I got it for my birthday last year, and that was in July. So yeah, a year. And I already am like, and it took me honestly like 3 months. I was like, I don't like this bag as much as I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
It's just something about it. It looks so cute on other people when I'm like out in, you know, the streets.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it looks cute on me as well, but I just don't like it as much as I thought I would. It's very weird.
I get what you mean.
It's very weird. I hate when that happens.
Speaking of, the next one we put down is the Prada nylon or like the sparkly version.
Mm. So I think the nylon
went viral.
Yeah, I think the nylon, like the one that's like really come back from like our parents' generation is super timeless. I think it will come in and out of trends maybe, but like it will always hold its value. Like it's it, when I got it, it was £1,100. Now yeah. It's like, I think it's like 2K now or something.
Really?
They put the price up on it, yeah.
Oh my god, jeez.
But it's really a nice bag, and it's super versatile because it has the crossbody, and you can take the crossbody off and it's like a nighttime with the chain, bag.
I have
which
the
is my favorite thing.
I have the fully nylon. I don't have the crossbody. I have it like fully fabric.
The toe, yeah. Oh yeah. That one I probably wouldn't buy because it's not that versatile. It's literally just
Exactly.
Hand.
It's very casual.
Which I guess is like similar to the crystal bag.
Yeah.
Which is, I love them. But I don't, I mean, I would imagine they're not going to be that cool when we're a bit older.
Babe,
but maybe they will be.
I just think it's like the sparkly bag. I definitely think it's trendy. I don't think it's timeless.
Yeah, I think it's going to go away.
Yeah. But like, it's just like such a fun bag. It's so extravagant.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, it's so cute.
It's perfect for nights out. Like,
yeah.
Perfect for festive season. Like, it's just, I love them.
Exactly. I feel like maybe you won't wear them all year round, but when you have like a festive sparkly outfit, that's always a bag I go for.
Yeah,
it's just such a fun going out
I agree. The Louis Vuitton Speedy.
Sorry, for me it's timeless.
Just in general, Louis Vuitton, actually, I think all their stuff is pretty, will hold its value if not go up.
Yeah,
like their tote, what's that one called?
Yeah, it's just, the tote bag. I think it's called the Neverfull bag.
No idea. I'm not very well versed in this stuff, but I honestly think anything with like the classic Louis Vuitton print will hold its value.
Yeah, like a lot of people are like, oh, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, it's tacky because I guess there are like a lot of fakes out there, so it makes it like tacky, you know what I mean?
I think it just depends how you like wear it and style it. I don't think it's tacky.
But I don't like their new stuff. I really hate their new stuff. But like their old
like the things. Brown.
Yeah, the like classic. The monogram, yeah. the classic pieces. I don't think they'll ever go out of
style. Like if you think about,
it's like such a classic.
Yeah, and if you think about Louis Vuitton duffel bags and suitcase carry, those seriously hold their value. Those cost a fortune nowadays.
Yeah, they do.
Proper fortune. Like the Louis Vuitton duffel bag.
Good tip. Go to your grandparents. They probably, or like your parents. Chances are they might have it and steal it from them. Now, next up, we have Jacquemus, especially the Chiquito bag.
Yes. I think it's a trend in general, a trendy brand, like everything.
Yeah.
I don't actually think they've come out with anything yet. And like, this isn't to say like in a couple years, because they're only new.
Yeah.
That they will become like a timeless brand. But it takes years, like I'm talking hundreds of years to become that kind of brand.
Yeah, they're a new brand.
Yeah, and they're very trendy and they're doing very well and they make probably loads of money, like no shame, but I don't think it's something that like, it's literally like they release so many new bags like every season that by the time you buy the bag, you have it for 3 months, then the next spring summer comes in and
it's already
not cool anymore.
Yeah,
because there's a new one.
Exactly.
But the thing about their bags is they're not that expensive.
That's true.
So you can afford to get like a 300 pound bag probably, right? And it like it's cool and trendy, but how many times can you afford to buy a 300 pound? I don't know. It's kind of like,
it's very true.
It's tricky.
If you want to have a timeless bag, it needs to be functional at the end of the day.
Yes,
it needs to be handy at least.
Yeah, useful, like crying out.
Exactly.
I have this one Gucci purse that I love, so cute. My phone doesn't even fit in it.
Yeah.
So like, I literally have to carry my phone if I take it out.
Fucking
so, like,
useless.
What's the point? I can put a lip gloss and like keys in it. That's it. Okay. The next bag we have is, well, it's a brand Balenciaga with the Kogol and Hourglass bag.
Yeah. These are like the last two trendy bags they came out with. I feel the Kogol is like the one that looks like a banana bag.
I actually really like that one.
Me too.
Much more than the Hourglass. I don't like the Hourglass at all.
Me neither.
I never liked it. At one point, I kind of thought it was cute, but just because everyone else was wearing it, not because I would, if it wasn't trendy, I probably wouldn't have looked twice at it.
Yeah, no.
I actually thought they were really ugly. Not gonna lie. But I liked the Kogol on your, like the shoulder.
I love their city bag. It's just like, so it's, again, it's a functional bag.
Yeah, it's a very cool bag.
It's just, it's their classic one.
Yeah, I
love
that
it.
Bag a lot.
Okay, then the last one that we have for bags is the Bottega Jodi. Or actually the...
Just Bottega in general, really.
Yeah, like the pouch.
Yeah, I think all of their stuff's
trendy.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's so like crazy because it's such a hype, especially the past couple of years in
it
London,
was a
in
huge
the world.
Huge hype.
But it's like, I do not think when we have children that they'll want the Bottega bag. I don't think that they will.
No, they'll be like, what is this?
Yeah, they'll have forgotten about it. or who knows, maybe they'll continue to make cool stuff, but there's just not, they've not done anything as good as the Jody bag since the Jody.
Yeah.
Like that is where they make all their money from, I think.
Yeah. I have to say, I love the Jody bag though. I think it's really cute.
Me too.
But I think it's a lot of money for what it is.
For sure.
So that's why I would say save your money and rather invest it in like a truly timeless bag and not necessarily in a Jody, because I feel like the Jody is already like kind of on its exit.
Yeah, for sure. Next category we have is shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So the first shoe we have are the Mach and Mox. Is
that how you yes, say it? I think so. Mach and Max.
Mach and Max.
They're
trendy.
They're for sure trendy.
It's the same kind of thing with a Prada sparkly bag.
Yeah.
Like they're cool. Now they're super cool in the winter, but like in the summer, I don't know who's wearing Mach and Mox in the summer.
I feel like it's only for a holiday season. Yeah,
which is like fine. Like there's obviously certain pieces in everyone's wardrobe that are only meant for summer and winter, but I don't think that these will be, again, shoes that our kids are like dying to have off us. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's just...
They'll probably be like, what the hell are those, mom?
Yeah, they'll be like, ew. No, they won't be ill. I do think they're very cute shoes. It's so almost cute. Like Barbie-like shoes.
I love them.
But
I don't know if I love them for much.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Longer.
No. I would say don't invest in them.
The next shoe we have are Louboutins. I think these are timeless.
Yeah.
I think, you know, red bottoms. I mean, there's literally songs from when we were children, before I was born, talking yeah. about red bottoms. Like, they're always going to be, like, I wouldn't say they're, like, super cool shoes. But like, yeah. you know, like a classic black pump with the red bottom is like, you
can't that's timeless.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people now think like, oh, it's tacky, but again, I think it's going to come back. Yeah, yeah. It depends how you wear it. I think it's going to come back.
Holds
it's
its value. There's always going to be exactly. those people that adore them and will buy them for a good amount of money. But again, shoes, like in general, I would actually say shoes are not timeless because they get ruined.
They get ruined.
So easily. I mean, you literally walk around on the ground in them.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So maybe like in general shoes aren't timeless, but again
probably like no, but I feel like in the sense not timeless itself but like the model, you know yeah. what I mean. Okay, so the next up we have the Prada loafers, which were trendy for I guess they're still trendy. I'm sure when autumn is gonna come again it's still gonna be trendy, but Jesus Christ, I can tell you right now they are murder weapons.
Yeah, they hurt.
Babe, like, I don't have them. I went to try them in store. They're so fucking heavy. You can kill someone with that shoe.
To be honest, loafers in general, like, thick platform loafers are just the most uncomfortable shoe in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because they're heavy. So when you go to walk, they pull down on your, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not even just the Prada ones. All, like, I have yet to try on a pair of chunky platform loafers that are comfortable. Okay, the next shoe we have is Golden Goose.
Love a good Golden Goose.
I love them. I think they're one of the coolest shoes on the market, and they've been so cool for so long, but I don't think that they're timeless, actually, mainly because they literally fall apart in a year's time. Like, I'm talking, like, unwearably fall apart. Like, there's holes in the bottom.
Like, anyway, I love how we, like, trash all these shoe brands. We're like, your quality is shit.
But it's true. I honestly think that they would admit to it because they're all handmade. Like, they all have, like, these hand stuffs yeah. on them, and, like, they're very cool. And I actually do think they have, like, certain styles that last longer.
Yeah, no, I do think they're, like, really cool, trendy shoes.
They're so cool.
But then again, like, shoes, how long do they last, you know?
Yeah.
in general. I don't think, maybe they might not be timeless. Like, you won't wear them when you're 50. Even though my mom's 55, she still wears Golden Goose.
I actually think a lot of older generation, yeah, like trendy older people wear Golden Goose a lot, actually.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I do think.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
But like, once, obviously, everyone's feet at some point when you get older, like, you need to be comfort over style. Like,
my mom thinks these are the most comfortable shoes ever. I don't think so.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think they're one of the most uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. But my mom loves them.
But maybe it just depends on the type of foot that you have as well.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it depends.
And which shoe you get. Because they are getting better at making them, I think.
Okay, so then, I got the Chanel flats. So Chanel flats are becoming so trendy right now. Like, they're having such a huge comeback in fashion. Just like ballet flats in general.
Yeah.
And I see the Chanel flats everywhere. And for me, they're truly timeless.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Chanel in general, so.
Yeah. I'm not saying that, like, flats suit everyone, because, again, with my huge feet, it looks like a warship on my foot. But, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, they are cute. I think in the right sense, like, the right outfit, they're very, very cute.
Yeah.
It's a good investment. It takes a certain kind of person to wear them, for sure.
Yeah, like,
it's a certain type of style.
It's a certain type of style.
Yeah.
So then next up, we kind of got into like sneakers more in general. And first sneaker that we wanted to discuss is Adidas Samba, which obviously is going viral. Every single human on this earth is posing with it on Instagram and TikTok. So yeah, you could definitely say it's a trendy shoe.
Yeah, I think it's trendy. I was going to say.
Yeah. But I feel like that's with every sneaker. Like, everything comes in and out all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it could kind of be timeless as well, because I feel like they will be cool again, like, when we're older.
Yeah.
So funny how that happens.
Yeah, because my mom, she was like, so funny, because I used to put you guys, like me and my brother, in little Adidas's all the time to go to school.
Yeah.
And she's like, and now you're literally wearing them again and as an adult.
For sure.
So yeah.
Okay, next pair are Nike Air Forces and Nike Dunks and Jordans in general, like Nike shoes.
I actually think
they're timeless. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're different to like an Adidas Samba, which is like such a specific look. Like, the Nike Dunks, anything with the Nike swoosh on it,
it's timeless.
Like,
I feel
it's always going to hold its value.
Yeah.
As long, like, as you take good care of them.
I think especially the Air Force. Like, the Air Force, I still constantly wear it. It's just such a comfortable, good shoe.
Yeah.
It's like a good staple. It's like a crisp white sneaker. It's just a staple in your wardrobe.
So easy to wear.
I wouldn't say that, like, the Dunks and the Jordans and, like, all these crazy colors, because remember when it was, like, hugely trendy?
Yes.
I literally have, like, a pink pair in my closet, and I'm like, I want to get rid of it. I can't even look at this anymore.
Yeah. Like, I think, that's, like, the black and white ones, though, they hold their value.
Exactly.
Sure.
And then we also have Converse. What do you think of Converse?
I think they're timeless, actually, yeah. Converse.
Converse, like, never went out.
Yeah.
Literally, like, never.
You can always wear them, and they're still going to be, like, cool shoes.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I actually think that Converse is the most timeless sneaker of all sneakers.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so now we're gonna go on to clothes. Okay, so Y2K.
Trendy,
I think so too.
For sure, like, that's obvious.
Blazer / suits.
I think that's definitely timeless.
Timeless, for sure.
You know,
for sure, it's so good.
As long as you get, like, a good quality one that's, like, fits well, nice long sleeves, like...
Exactly. I came to this point in my life where I only wear blazers.
Yeah. I mean, everyone should have, like, a blazer in every color. Honestly, I think that there's nothing more important in wardrobe.
Exactly. I have a whole rail dedicated to blazers. Like, it's an issue. So next we have cargo pants.
I love cargo pants.
Yeah, me too.
I think they're timeless, actually, maybe. Like, I don't think you can wear them at any age. I think they're very cool. And also, they now do, like, a cargo skirt.
Yeah, so that's really cute.
That's trendy.
Yeah. Take us away, Millie.
Crop tops. Everyone's favorite.
Obviously, for me, it's timeless. I love crop tops. I will wear crop tops till I die. Like,
I will be buried in a crop top.
I am buried.
She's
wearing
going
a crop
to the grave
top.
In a crop top.
I fucking love crop tops.
I, like, love crop tops as well, but I'm not going to lie. I sometimes am, like, feel a bit like, why is my stomach out on display?
Yeah.
It's like a personal thing for me.
But. Yeah. No, but I know that, like, a lot of people are like, oh, like, crop tops. I know, like, a lot of people have issues with it.
I think they're trashy.
Yeah, but I'm like, you have your whole leg out.
But I also think it depends how you wear it.
Both of them.
Like,
exactly.
Sometimes it does look trashy and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that's cute.
But that's the same with dresses. I know a lot of classy dresses and trashy dresses.
Some people wear way too short of shorts, things like this.
Yeah. Maxi denim skirt, which has been hugely trendy right now.
Hugely trendy. Very cute. I wore one not that long ago. very impractical, very uncomfortable, and just like not, I mean, I'm literally never gonna wear it again.
True. I have to say, you're gonna laugh. My mom dressed me in maxi skirts when I was a child.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute. Wow. How like impractical for a kid though.
I know. I'm like, why would you dress me in a maxi skirt?
How do you get in and out of the car?
I don't know. I guess she like carried me. Oh, I don't know. Cute. She dressed me in a maxi skirt.
That's very cute though.
Yeah.
Ooh, the next one I like. Bomber jackets. Mm. I mean, Lulu's wearing one right now. I think this is timeless.
I think so too. My mom still wears bomber jackets.
I think, yeah. And I think that they'll always be like something you can grab from your wardrobe that's cool. All seasons, in the summer, at night.
Yeah.
In the winter, like just cool all the time.
And all colors, all materials. Love it. Next one is biker jacket.
Again, kind of like the bomber, timeless.
Timeless.
Yeah.
It is timeless. I love a good biker jacket.
I don't think it's ever gone out of style.
Me neither.
Nice leather biker jacket. It's
exactly.
Always cool. Boy exactly. and girl, by the way. Same yes. with bombers, boy and yes. girl. The next one we have is a trench. Timeless. Like the Burberry classic trench.
Yeah.
Doesn't get better than that.
Exactly. Timeless. Oh, the athletic headband.
So this is like random. This is like an accessory, but definitely trendy.
I think so too. Definitely trendy. Like sometimes I wear a headband and my mom's like, what the fuck is on your head? She's like, put that off. Like, are you going for tennis? Like, she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. And I'm like, no, mommy, like, this is trending.
This is cool, okay?
And she's like, you look stupid. She's like, take it off.
I'm not going to lie. It's not something I would ever feel confident enough in to leave the house in.
It makes your head look like
an
egg.
But when you wear it, it's cute. And I'm like, it looks good. But I honestly don't think I'll ever jump on that trend. It's just not for me. But it's so funny how parents look at it like, what the fuck?
Yeah. My mom's like, you look like an egg. Like, are you going out for tennis? She's like, what are you doing? Why are you wearing this?
Oh my God. Our parents must think we're so stupid. Sportswear and leggings. Like, people who literally live in it. I mean, I actually think it's timeless, not gonna lie. Like, Lululemon and stuff like this. Like,
also just like sweatpants.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear it again. Comfort. I'm gonna be buried in a pair of joggers with a crop top.
And a headband.
And then the last topic we quickly wanted to discuss was jewelry. So the first one are the Bottega earrings, which have been hugely trendy.
Yeah, I think they're trendy.
Yeah, I don't think they're timeless. They're trendy. So I wouldn't invest in it.
Yeah, because they're very like a big staple thing.
Yeah, like. Exactly. Okay, then next up we have Cartier.
Timeless,
I think so too.
Extremely.
Even though it has been like very trendy ever since Kylie Jenner wore it. And she had like 16 on each arm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was a bit crazy. That was a bit insane.
Yeah, it's definitely trendy. Like they're cool to have, but they're also really, really, they'll hold their value forever.
And, yeah.
You know, people are always looking to buy them. So.
Exactly. Because I know a lot of people are like, ew, like Cartier is so out of style. Like, honey, Cartier will never go out of style.
No, it's not. What?
Like, it will never.
Whoever said that definitely doesn't have any Cartier.
Hoop earrings.
Like, well, I think as long as they're not too big, they're timeless.
Here I am sitting with big hoops.
No, but not like that. Those are nice. But you know what I mean? Like
the Khloe Kardashian.
Like, that's not trendy or timeless. That's just ugly. Like, I really don't.
Could be a bit trashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a good look. Don't do that.
Yeah, but I think like a hoop in general, like I feel like a hoop is very timeless, but it needs to be a classy hoop.
Yeah, it needs to be like a like what you're having on. That's nice.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's your favorite hoop brand, but you don't have...
Yeah. So fun fact, I'm allergic to... Well, I've tried every type. I even tried gold. Like when I got my ears pierced when I was younger, like the whole punch thing. Nope. Every time I got infected. So my body rejects piercings.
So you're unpierced.
Unpierced. Whole body unpierced.
Unpierced.
Yeah, which is so sad. Nice. I wish I could wear earrings. And like, I've done so many modeling jobs where they have to like fucking tape earrings to my ears.
That is crazy.
Clip earring clip-ons, which hurt bad. Yeah, and you wear them all day. I'm like, oh
yeah, that trauma. Hurts. Okay, the next Van Cleef, which is like the clover bracelet thingies.
Yeah, I think it's trendy, which is kind of scary because it's so expensive and so many people have bought them, but
so expensive, but they're shit quality apparently.
I genuinely didn't even know what they were until this past couple years. I'd never seen them before. Yeah, I knew what Van Cleef was, but I didn't know that they had these like little clover. Maybe it's just me being stupid, but like they're such a trend right now.
I feel like a lot of people didn't know. Like
everyone wants them.
Yeah, and they're very bad. They're so expensive, very bad quality. Don't invest in it.
Yeah, and what even is it? It's a little gold and like
it's like glass pearl thing. It's like mother of pearl inside, but you can't go into the water with it, apparently. So like what, you're gonna take it off every time you're gonna shower? This is a point of buying full gold, solid gold jewelry, so you don't have to take it off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like you're supposed to, if you're gonna spend that much money on something, you better be wearing it every fucking day.
Okay, so then next, the Tiffany & Co., especially like the little heart.
I think it's timeless. And like the keys. Yeah, I actually think anything Tiffany is timeless. Yeah. Like it, you know, it's just something that Tiffany will always be Tiffany. I don't know. Agreed. The little blue box.
Yeah, magic. True.
Some people think it's like tacky and whatever, but like it's still timeless.
Exactly.
It will hold its value and people will buy it from you. So.
Agreed. But I have to say, it was definitely very trendy when Gossip Girl came out. Like Blair Waldorf, when they were like, oh, you can get a key to like get into this club or whatever it was. I feel like it definitely had like a huge trendy moment then.
I agree.
Which now it doesn't happen anymore, but I'm sure it's going to come back. Okay, and then the last one is like oldest like jewelry from like these brands like Dior, Fendi.
Yeah, so like designer jewelry. Yeah. Which for me, I will never buy designer, like designers who don't specialize in making jewelry, I'll never buy from them again because it's just not proper jewelry.
Yeah,
it's made to be looked at, not to be worn. It's so strange. And I bought my sister a ring from Dior and was not cheap. And then she wore it for like a couple months. The whole gold, because it's just plated. It was like orange. The gold, you know, like it just came off.
Ew.
And she was like, I didn't even wear it in the water. It honestly looked like not real. It looked like it was fake. So it's so embarrassing. She can't even wear it now because it looks fake. So it's just a huge waste of money. It completely
tarnished. Yeah.
So yeah, I think definitely trendy. If you can afford to buy it and like it gets ruined quickly, and be my guess, but they don't last.
Yeah, we wouldn't splurge on it.
No,
we'd save our money.
Definitely not. Yeah, never again.
Yeah, and I feel like it's also just like very trendy. Like it's also because they splatter their logo everywhere. Yeah. Like
it's like the Dior necklace, you know, like that was cool for a bit, not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Things like this.
No. And also considering the quality, just save your money.
Save your money.
Save your money, kids. Okay, so that was it for the Trendier Timeless episode.
Trendier Timeless. Yes. We hope you guys enjoyed and learned something. And let us know if you take any of our advice.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.